welcome to Miss Dunn Needs More Games, where we create the latest and greatest market-ready board games straight from our brains into your household. I'm your co-host and co-creator, Nick Bruno.
And I'm your other co-host and co-creator, DJ Bruno.
So a little introduction. As we've said, we are co-creators at a little indie board game company called Patch Potch Games. You may or may not have heard of us, but you know, we're trying to get out there into the market, and you know, we're two guys on the cutting room floor trying to make the latest and greatest games to get our name out there. And as the name of the podcast implies, Miss Dunn, our boss, very great woman, fantastic to work with, she just needs more games. We gotta get more content out there. We gotta get our name out there. So we figured, what better way to do that than make an audio recording of our sessions creating these games?
Yeah, it's, you know, she's a fantastic woman, but she's also a very demanding woman. So we gotta churn these things out like butter, like constantly one after the other.
That's why she's the boss.
It's why, I'm not as demanding. That's why I'm not the boss. So I just take orders from the boss. So we represent the creative side of Patch Potch Games. And we also have another section of our company for the research and development team, Patch Potch R&D, which you can find us on Twitter and actually join our company like in a snap. It's really easy. No application required. You don't get any pay. You don't get any vacation time. Well, actually, you get a lot of vacation time. You can take off whenever you want to.
Yeah, I think it's actually technically only vacation time. There actually is, you're not salaried. You're not on the clock. No experience required. So that's pretty nice. But yeah, come join us. If you have any great game ideas, we won't pay you for them again. Just really got to stress that right off the bat. But hey, maybe we'll give you a little shout out, give you a little mention as our R&D aficionados.
I will absolutely shout their name out when we, you know, if we were to pick one of their selections. Because basically our job is to, we can't think of all of the game ideas ourselves. We just need rapid fires, you know, one after the other, constant succession of just game ideas.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're able to give us a good game idea on our Twitter, we will definitely workshop this into a great functional game that Miss Dunn, I'm sure, is going to love. So go ahead and give us a follow, and we will work whatever you throw at us.
Yeah. So why don't we pop on over to R&D? We'll give a little check here. We do have a submission. Gumby and Paleontology Camp. Is that a vein? Can we work that?
I think we can. Everyone loves Gumby, the old classic hero.
Obviously.
Or is Gumby even a hero?
I think so. I mean, he saves the, is she Red? The you know, damsel in distress, so to speak, of the show.
Oh, I don't even remember. I did not even remember that there was another character besides the horse and those blockheads. You're saying that Gumby actually saves someone?
I think so. I think in certain things, I can't remember the name, but the other character is put in peril, and Gumby rides in on his horse, and you know, usually does cowboy things. I think Gumby is a cowboy.
You think Gumby's a cowboy?
I think Gumby is a cowboy. I mean, he has...
Just...
Doesn't he have a
canonically,
lasso?
I think he does, yeah. In some of these pictures I'm looking up now, he's got a sword. And it looks like
there's
two...
He has a sword?
Okay, in the 1995 Gumby the movie, which there's a Gumby movie, apparently, we're introduced to Tara, who is a blue girlfriend of Gumby. Okay.
Okay.
And... There's also, you are correct, there is also another Gumby that's just called Girl Gumby, from what I can tell, who is the pink one.
Really? They don't even give her a name?
At least from what I can see, this is the Gumby, this is coming straight from Gumby World. Prickle and Goo, Minga, Gumbo and Gumba. These are some different, I think this Gumbo and Gumba are his parents? I think.
Wow, this is a whole world I didn't anticipate.
There's a lot. And I'm also surprised that this Gumby movie was made in 1995. Like, this seems, like, really late from, like, what people are interested in Gumby. Like, I didn't think there was any interest at that point.
Or at least it had definitely died off. You know, you would think that, yeah, I only remember Gumby from, yeah, like, the really old cartoons.
The producers are like, we gotta bring this thing back. Yeah. I know how. We get a full-budget movie.
Much like our idea, they saw an untapped vein, and they needed to see what was in there. Really, really mind Gumby for all he's worth.
Well, I think we could do a paleontology camp with Gumby. Our sweet, sweet little cowboy.
Sword-wielding cowboy. So for paleontology camp, clearly there's going to be a, you know, dig action or aspect, and you're going to be finding bones, whether those be like a card or a little game piece or whatever it is. So you're collecting things. That part speaks to me. That part makes sense. You know, maybe like you're trying to assemble full sets of things, and whoever assembles however many before a certain number of rounds, whatever you want to call it, wins. The Gumby angle is the difficult part, but I also think that's where we're going to get our flavor.
Oh, like how do we include Gumby into this?
Yeah, like where does Gumby come in our paleontology game? Because again, otherwise it's just a paleontology game, and you know, that's probably been done before.
Gumby is, okay, so paleontology camp, this is already kind of like kids themed, you know, I think that's what, at least I think kids go to a paleontology camp, besides the counselors. So what if instead, you're not digging with Gumby, you are digging for Gumby, and he's all broken up, and he's buried underneath the ground, and you gotta get all of his parts back together.
Okay, now let me throw one other thing in here. Just, you know, throw it into our Gumby gumbo paleontology pot. We got Gumby. We've established that he's a cowboy. At least our Gumby is a cowboy. We've got...
This
Gumby is a cowboy. We've got paleontology. You know what I'm hearing? Indiana Jones-esque Gumby. We're digging for, you know, the Lost Ark. We're digging for the Holy Grail.
Whoa.
Gumby. Yeah. Gumby is, you know, it might be paleontology
camp. Gumby is a cowboy and a Christian.
this isn't kid stuff anymore. You know,
forget the kid stuff. We're out of it.
If you play the Holy Ark card or whatever, your opponent's faces melt off.
Yeah. Or just like all blockheads.
Oh yeah. All the blockheads. They melt.
Blockheads are the Nazis in this one.
I think that's fair. You know.
Okay.
I think we can do that. So okay, yeah, let's I think I like this a lot. A hard pivot into, cuz I mean, also think about it this way. Kids and stuff don't know what Gumby is. Though that's not going to be our market for our Gumby game. We're looking at
I see. This is for the adults who grew up with Gumby, which came out in the 60s, so they're like 80 years old at this point.
Exactly. They're looking for it. Hardcore Gumby paleontology cowboy, sword wielding Gumby who doesn't he's not messing around with no blockheads. He's gonna do whatever it takes. It's like, again, that scene in Indiana Jones where the whip or the sword guy is like swinging around or whatever, and then Indy just shoots him.
Gumby just shoots the blockhead straight in the chest.
right in the chest. You see clear through the blockhead. It's a grisly game, is what I'm imagining.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The clay is just splattered everywhere.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Should we... So if we've got this theme of cowboy Gumby, should we have other, like, other characters or other Gumbies? Maybe a pirate Gumby or an astronaut Gumby? Or are we strictly just going into, like, digging stuff? Well, okay, here's a question. What are the sort of... So we got, like, an archaeologist, they dig. Pirates, they can dig. They can dig for treasure. Should all the Gumbies just be different kinds of Gumbies that dig for stuff?
I would say yes, but then I guess I'm going to ask that in this example or in this way, that is everyone playing as a Gumby, or are we still searching for Gumby in our digs? Are we paleontologists
trying to find
Gumby? I like the idea of everyone being various Gumbies, and then maybe you find, you know, the Indiana Jones-esque cowboy whip, and that gives you some cowboy-related powers. Or maybe you find, you know, the eye patch, and that gives you pirate Gumby powers. Mm.
So everyone's a Gumby, then.
Yeah, I think everyone's a Gumby, and based off of the things that you find in your various digs are what you are what separate you from the other Gumbies, are the little powers and such that you get. I really do like the idea, though, is that everyone is playing as a Gumby, but the dig, the purpose of the game, is to be the one that finds the Gumby. Capital T, H-E, Gumby.
Okay. In this world, okay, so, okay, here's the, like, the lore of this world, from what I'm understanding, is that it's in chaos, and that there's multiple Gumbies that are out and about, but, like, the original Gumby from the TV show has long been, like, dead and killed and ripped up.
Yes.
And it's up to these Gumbies to find and put him back together to be, like, the one and true...
Exactly.
Like, Gumby. And the Blockheads are out to, like, go and find it and, like, destroy the, like, pieces of Gumby.
He is our Ark of the Covenant. And once the true Gumby returns, the Blockheads will be melted and destroyed by his pure aura of power. He is there.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. This works then. All right. I've got the whole lore of the game then. This all makes sense to me, as it should.
Perfect. So mechanics. Okay. So everyone's a various Gumby. You're digging. I think. Maybe like every turn, or like there's a stack of cards or whatever. I guess that'll be our archaeological dig site. You dig, I don't know, let's say players pick like a certain number of cards, but then you have to pick one out of the number of cards that you draw and put the other ones back. So that's where you kind of are choosing and strategizing of what type of Gumby you want to be. And then
there should be different locations on the map. Like, there should be a map that you can run across from, because, you know, as you're running from each, like, archaeological dig site, you know, if you're crossing the river or something and, you know, you get, like, some sort of event card, then that's when,
and
like...
And that's when Blockheads can, you know, show up and such, and you have to fight them
off. Then you got a cool action sequence between your Gumby and the Blockheads that are, well, that nobody likes.
If we're doing this too, and again, if we're really ratcheting it up, I think they can die. I think they can die in this game.
I think they could die. Yeah. I think players can die. So the angle that we've going that we're starting out as of right now, it almost sounds like it's a cooperative game because of every single Gumby looking, trying to put this thing back together. Is this going to be players against like some other random set of cards, like events, or is this like players versus the game of Blockheads?
I think it's going to be players against the game of Blockheads, but in the end only one player can win. Like it will be advantageous. You'll be able to search more area, cover more ground and everything like that if you work together, if you help each other, because if a Gumby dies and there are Blockheads in an area, then that makes it almost that much harder, or, you know, it would be that much harder for another Gumby to come in and do it, whereas the alternative is that if one Gumby goes somewhere, Blockheads show up, and then two Gumbies work together to destroy the Blockheads, then they can search the site. But, again, I think at the end of the day, it's almost like Yu-Gi-Oh! Exodia. Whoever combines all of the pieces of the Gumby is the winner of the game, and they just end the game.
Yeah, but I mean, if that's the case, if say it's like some Gumbies have, you know, some pieces, or like, you know, I've got like the arm of the original Gumbo, or the Gumboy, and then you've got the legs of like the original Gumboy, like why would I just give you like the arms, you know?
Well, maybe
why
that's,
would I just do that?
That's where the player versus player part comes in. Maybe that's where you can attack other Gumbies.
And try to steal their arms and legs.
Exactly. Or I was gonna say maybe it doesn't even have to be attacks. The game will just bring out like, you know, giant boulder or whatever, and then just whoever gets the worst score to run away from the giant boulder, or whoever doesn't have enough stuff to get away from the giant boulder is squished and flattened, and then, you know, whoever can go back and loot the corpse gets to take it, or gets to get the next piece.
Well, there should be some, like, health of it. Like, you know, so, I mean, thinking of this as, like, a clay world, you know, I think Gumby gets squished and flattened in, like, the TV show because he's, like, a clay man.
That's true.
Like, you know, there should be, I agree, there should be some definite death sort of mechanic, but, like, there should be some as well where it's, like, if you get squished, maybe you just, like, lose a turn, and then that's when maybe the other person can, like, loot the legs.
Oh, okay, I like that. I like that. I also think if we are doing this, again, this is a hardcore, you know, adult Gumby game. This isn't for kids, which we'll definitely have to mark on the box, you know, not rated G for Gumby.
Rated G. This is PG-13.
Yeah. not
I'm G looking for... up right now, is like, can Gumby die? But so I'm trying to figure out.
This is a dismal Google search, but
everyone submit how you think. Okay, let's actually, how do you think you can kill a Gumby?
Fire. Heat.
Fire.
Probably.
Uh-huh. That's probably the best way. Yeah, I agree, actually. Because then you could, like, basically turn him to stone if he's made of clay.
Yeah. Because you can't, yeah, you're right. You can't do a squish. If you did a slice, you would think that as long as there were enough pieces intact, he could reassemble himself.
Yeah. Well, that's, like, the whole point of this game, you know? That's what all the Gumbies are doing.
Right.
The original Gumby got sliced.
He got sliced too many times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay, I like that then. So maybe you can get a slice, and you're still in, but you're just not as functional. But if you want to, you can, like, take a turn to reseal your arm.
Put yourself back up. Yeah. Of course.
Okay. I think with this, as I was going to say, since this is a hardcore Gumby game, I think the players can lose. Like, I don't think there has to be a winner. I think if they all die, or if maybe there's, like, a time limit on the game, or at a certain point the events start getting just harder and harder, more blockheads show up and they assemble the arc or something like that. Like, they steal a piece, they find a piece. Mm-hmm. I think you can lose this game.
Kind of like something in, like Dead of Winter, how zombies will just show up at the place if you don't deal with them.
Exactly.
You know, they'll just, like, keep showing up. Like, you can do other things, but, like, blockheads, they'll be roaming around in this. I imagine it's some sort of island where there's, like, a jungle and a beach or something like that. Mm-hmm. And blockheads just keep popping up.
And that's why, why you need to work together to a certain extent. But that's why cooperation in the name of Gumby is encouraged. But then, obviously, once you think you've hit that critical point where you're like, okay, now I need to start betraying my fellow gum men and gum women. I don't know. gum people, so to speak.
The gum people.
Once you hit that point where you as a player think you can shoot the moon and reassemble the Gumby, the one true Gumby, and become the gum man or woman, and that's it. That's the game. That's the ball game.
I think there should be an opportunity for Gumbies to team up with each other, though, and that there can be multiple winners.
Oh.
Like if we are still going in the same vein of what if it's like, now I'm still just thinking about, like, Dead of Winter. If there was, like, a Gumby who gets a secret role of being like, you are actually a blockhead that is shaped in the image of Gumby. Like, they took your head and they made
it. The betrayer.
Yeah, he's the betrayer, but, like, you are actually a blockhead, but, like, you were, like, molded, and you look like Gumby, and your whole objective is to, like, I don't know, get the other Gumbies and destroy those parts. Where there's other Gumbies on the team who are actually on the same team, and they don't know it.
I like that, but I'm just going to pitch, or at least interject, that, again, from a marketing standpoint, DJ, we are marketing to an older generation. They do not, or at least for the most part, not everybody wins. Participation awards are not a thing to them, you know?
No, you're correct. That's right.
This is a hardcore Gumby game.
You don't get a trophy for losing.
Yeah, you don't get a trophy for being a loser Gumby.
You don't get a trophy for only getting the legs of Gumby.
Exactly.
You gotta get everything.
You gotta get every part. You gotta get his head, his weird eyes, his legs, his arms, his torso probably. Oh, and then a really good one, almost like an assist thing. Like if someone finds this, it's almost like they like are super powered, which almost maybe puts a target on their back, but also makes them really good. If you find the horse, if you find Pokey, and I think it's maybe two pieces, front horse, back horse, almost like a Halloween costume. If you assemble Pokey, then, you know, you can, like, ride around to so many areas, and you get, like, I don't know, like, an assist person that will help you fight off blockheads.
Pokey's a good steed.
Exactly.
I mean, I think then there could be multiple steeds. I know that there's only one Pokey, but I think there's, like, multiple horses or things in... There's a car in Gumby, apparently.
What?
Apparently in this thing. Yeah, no, there's a car. There's a woolly mammoth named Denali. Oh, just kidding. It's a mastodon.
Oh, well, come on. Now you're just getting crazy.
Yeah, this some sort of furry thing. Anyways, yeah, I agree that you can definitely get a horse. You can definitely get the Pokey.
So yeah, I'm thinking the things that you dig up are, yeah, other like little artifacts that either help you with your dig action, so to speak, or let you travel more distance, or they help you fight better against the blockheads. Maybe there is actually one or particular cards that kind of give you more of a stealth thing where you can actually just steal cards from other players without any like actual conflict. I don't know, just trying to think of all different kinds of mechanics for various ways to win.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think the big part is, I guess, like kind of fleshing out this map. At least in my mind, because like I agree with all those things. Like, yeah, there should be still like basic cards of like you get like a good shovel, you can dig through the deck a little bit better. You get through, I don't know, some sort of lockpick, you can steal other people's stuff. Do we like the idea of the map being like a beach sort of scenario, and there's like a jungle, there's like some ruins parts to it, there's like a
I love this
a river.
Yeah, let me throw out some.
Sure, go ahead.
You got your beach. You got, yeah, the ruins.
Mm-hmm.
You have the jungle.
Okay.
You have the river. And then I don't...
Should there be a volcano?
A volcano is good.
Okay.
And I'm going to submit, I don't know why it is burning in my brain. Maybe it's just because I really think that Gumby was a cowboy, but I feel like there was a barn in every single Gumby episode, so I know it doesn't fit in the paleontology, but I think there should be a barn. Where...
Just a barn.
Yeah, there's a barn.
What if this is Gumby? Gumby's just on a farm right now.
So do you want to go with more farm? No. I still like the idea that this is an island.
Okay.
That, again... Beach, jungle, ruins, volcano, river, barn.
Barn.
And yeah, it's just a barn that's there. And this is, I mean, you know, that's probably where Gumby's resting place was the barn.
Ooh, that's his final...
That's where you must assemble
and
all
a
pieces.
Cemetery.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's correct. It's a barn with one unmarked grave just in the back of it. But everyone knows it's Gumby's.
Yeah. Because there's a hat on it, apparently a sword, keys to a car.
A whip,
a saddle. Well, no, the saddle would be
and
on.
And a giant mastodon just hanging out.
Yeah, just a big mastodon, a tusk, just planted in the grave.
No, I'm saying this mastodon's still alive and it's just standing there.
Oh, he's
and
just
it doesn't
hanging
know
out.
Why
okay.
It's just yeah, it doesn't know why it's standing there, but it's just there.
Oh,
and
man.
You're like, are you Gumby's friend?" And he's like, "I don't know, maybe."
It's
I could be.
It's the protector. You it's as sad as it is, but you must destroy the mastodon in order to assemble the pieces.
Yep, that's okay. That's true. I think there should also be some sort of way. The mastodon will attack you if you do not have, like, the most part of the pieces or anything like that. Okay, here's how about this angle. Is that if you've got like, all the other pieces besides the last one, the mastodon will let you pass. But if you try to get this thing before you have all those pieces, you will have to fight and kill the mastodon.
Yeah, and that's the
end.
You can kill the mastodon. The mastodon
you
can
kill the mastodon. Uh-huh. But then if you do kill the mastodon, you get that piece before anyone else is supposed to, then you've got a pretty good advantage, because, you know, you've got, like, the best one.
That's true. The hardest one to get.
Which is probably, I'm going to say it's his lips. It's just his lips buried in a huge coffin. Gumby's got lips. Of course Gumby's got lips. How do you think he kisses?
Well, you know what? That's a really good... Gumby. Oh, my God.
How does he show his affection?
He does have lips.
Of course Gumby's got lips.
He does have... Wow.
And they're, like, really... In this one picture I'm looking, they're, like, really detailed. Like, out of the rest of his, like, crazy-looking body, his lips look like real human lips, and it's a little strange.
Yeah.
But that's why it's the most important part.
Oh, my God. There's just so much Gumby stuff that I did not know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Are you on Gumby World?
No, I just have some Gumby images right now.
I highly check out Gumby World.
Wait, okay, so I'm seeing a picture of Gumby carrying... I mean, you know, it's claymation or whatever the material that was used, but it's Gumby carrying what appears to be a human child. Does Gumby exist on Earth? Like, does he exist in real life in the show?
Gumby is carrying a human. Is this like, oh, I mean, because there is some like Gumby costumes that I see in pictured with children. No. Are you saying that Gumby is with a clay animated child?
Yes. This is a... Oh, yeah, and... The episode is called The Rodeo King, so clearly...
Clearly a cowboy.
Yeah, I'm all in on cowboy now. Here, let me send you this link
real quick. So I just want to see what the heck you're talking about here.
Look at this picture. Gumby is carrying a human male boy, I'm going to guess. He looks very displeased about it.
He does look very upset.
He is not happy to be with Gumby.
He does not
want
to be close to Gumby. No, I mean, I wouldn't want to either.
But it makes it look like that Gumby exists in, like, he's not in a fantasy world. He is...
Yeah. There's another thing here where there's, like, an actual adult man who's also in the neighborhood.
So maybe you do come across... real people on this archaeological dig, and it does not look like they like Gumby, so it's almost you're being rejected at this as the resurrector of Gumby. Just an interesting angle that we could put out there, and I really really am in a Gumby hole now.
Yeah, this is... I mean, I still think we should keep the whole sort of blockhead thing, but, like, yeah, you know, there can be, like, there can be other people around and stuff like that. Maybe you aren't, like, blockheads are always bad, but if you find other people, you don't know whose side they're on, and maybe they can, like, hurt or harm you.
Yeah.
Should the characters be people?
And they're not, they're not.
They're not Gumbies?
They're not Gumby people? I like the idea that they are Gumby people because, I mean, why else would they be so dead set on resurrecting Gumby? Based off the Gumbyverse, at least of what we have seen in our rudimentary search, it does not look like people are pleased when Gumby is around.
Well, so I actually read the description of that a little bit. That boy... Gumby was tasked to babysit that boy, and that boy was a little rapscallion, and he got into all kinds of trouble. So I think people like Gumby, except for that child.
Okay, well, so, all right. I think that establishes Gumby as a polarizing character.
No, I think he's pretty well-liked. I think that kid's just a little turd.
Oh, okay. Well.
I don't think that kid is very well-liked.
Well, then let's scrap the people, but I'm just blown away by the fact that they had... I thought
I did Gumby, not know that either, to be honest.
I thought Gumby existed in a Gumbyverse, as I will put it, not living amongst the humans.
Yeah, so this establishes Gumby is, like, just as tall as, like... He's, like, just as tall as a normal man.
He's just as tall as a person?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought Gumby was, like, a tiny... I thought this was, like, a tiny, like, miniature world that this was. But now I realize that Gumby is actually a full human.
A terrifying putty person.
That yeah. Just... he's just like another neighbor. You like go outside and you're like, oh, there's Gumboy, and he's just like a cowboy with his clay animated,
with his sword.
Yeah, with his sword, he's just out there playing with that sword again.
Playing with that sword, swinging around.
He doesn't care. Okay, well, this puts us in new perspective. I agree.
Well, how about we take a little break, you know, fully digest the Gumby information that we have stumbled upon, quite honestly, and then maybe we can put a lid on this game, Gumby and the Great Dig. Just threw a name out there. That doesn't have to be it.
Yeah. Okay. We'll put a pause on this, and we'll come back with a good name.
Cool. Hello and welcome back. So we're refreshed. We're ready. But let's put a lid on our hardcore Gumby X paleontology dig. It's kind of a versus game, semi co-op. I don't know how it would be defined, but there's good bones there. And
it's too extreme to define how this game fits in, you know, the board game industry's tiny little boxes. It branches out far beyond.
And I do want to point out how ironic how good the bones are of this game when, in fact, none of the characters actually have bones.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. You had suggested something about, like, Gumby's dig up or something like that.
Yeah, Gumby the Great Dig. I don't know.
I think it should be, like, really extreme. Like, what do 80-year-old people like?
They like, you know, war documentaries and stuff. I feel like
Gumby's No Holds Bar, Tapioca Dig Up.
I love it, which means it probably isn't good. Or at least it's probably not good for marketing. But I love the naming convention of that, because I feel like, you know, there can't be any guesswork as to what this game is. I almost feel like the title should be as blunt as Gumby Paleontology Game, the game where you dig up pieces of Gumby and reassemble him. Like, that's the full working title. There's no guesswork as to what the game is and what it is about.
That does leave zero room for interpretation. That's fine with me. We could go something... I mean, do you think it could get just, like, a little bit more extreme, though? Just, like... A little bit more, just like really let the audience know that Gumby could die in this one. Gumby's already dead, but yeah, like
you could die.
Gumby could stay dead. This whole thing could be turned upside down. Gumby is dead, and you are here to say fix that. That's the name.
Gumby is dead. Gumby is dead. Live to dig.
Live to dig another day.
Ooh.
Live to lasso.
Lasso.
Hold on. Let's start with. Can we agree with the start of it is Gumby is dead?
Yeah, Gumby is dead. That's
okay.
That establishes the theme and the premise of the game in three words.
Yep.
Gumby is dead.
So it's then the next part, I guess.
Gumby is dead. The dig is on. Battle Royale.
Okay, I do like the dig is on, but we're very close with the Battle Royale part. It's got to be like...
Yeah, I'm trying to think of...
Gumby is dead. The dig is on. It's very... Battle Royale is, like, super close to what it should be.
I was just trying to think of something to reinforce the idea of the versus aspect, or at least the...
Yeah.
Maybe we don't need some... Maybe we just need something at the end, like an exclamation point of the extreme. Because I feel like, you know, the Battle Royale, the fighting aspect of that will come out, you know.
Oh, they'll find out. If they're not ready, if they didn't think that they could die as well just from the title Gumby is Dead,
then you're a fool. You're a blind fool. Then they've
got something else to learn.
You're a blind fool. Step into our extreme Gumby game.
Yeah. Okay.
Gumby is dead. The dig is on.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Gumby is dead. The dig is on. Stick it where the sun don't shine.
And that is an old-timey saying, so that might push us over in the market. Again, this is, I think the brilliant thing about all this too is that this is an untapped market. All these like new indie games or whatever coming out, they're like they're rules heavy, and they've got some extreme games, but there's nothing for the older generations to really sink their teeth into, other than, you know, like
if they want to like play Sorry or something like that.
Yeah, Sorry or various card games, you know, things that have existed for a while. So we need a new age game for the aging gamer. And in fact, I think that's a tagline. Perfect. Right there.
That's a great tagline. Keep that. Miss Dunn, keep that.
Right there. Print it, cut it, copyright, slap it on the box.
So we've got, okay, Gumby is dead, the dig is on, stick it where the sun don't shine. Is the title of this game. Is that the...
I do like, again, almost like Battle Royale, stick it where the sun don't shine. I like the idea of those, but I feel like there is something that is a better chef's kiss exclamation point to put on the end of this. I'm almost like, Gumby is dead. The dig is on. I'm trying to think of words like victory, or, you know, very hard words like vicious or rip 'em up or something like that.
Gumby is dead. The dig is on. Tearing up a track. I'm totally cool with sticking where the sun don't shine.
Yeah.
There's also digging, like, you know, there's
that
some
is
digging
true.
Aspect to it.
That is
stick
true.
Your shovel where the sun don't shine.
That is true. And it does again also convey the hardcore, you know, we're not afraid to get our hands dirty, both with digging dirt and, you know, the blood of our enemies.
We're not just talking about butts where the sun don't shine. We're also talking about shallow graves where the sun doesn't shine.
Wait a minute. Gumby is dead. The dig is on. Shallow graves?
Is there a question mark at the end of it?
Maybe.
Like, Gumby is dead, : the dig is on, : shallow graves, ? is the name that you're suggesting.
No,
and then
no,
maybe
I,
below
I,
that, below that we could just throw in, like, stick it where the sun don't shine.
Stick it where the sun don't shine.
Tearing
a
up
new
the,
a new age
tear
game
up the
for
track.
Aging gamers. Sorry,
yeah,
you go first.
That's it. No. I was just going to say, like, a ton of different catchphrases, but I still like that. A new age game for aging gamers.
I said it like a question mark, and I do like the idea of putting a question mark in there. But again, I think that dances around the idea of not being straightforward, and that is not what
mystery.
Our demographic is.
There's
a bit of mystery in it. That's true.
Look, I mean, the aging population, they love those Dean Koontz novels with different mysteries a part of them. So I think that is definitely, we could throw a question mark in there.
Okay. So, Gumby is dead, : the dig is on, : shallow graves, and then at the bottom of the box, stick it where the sun don't shine, a new age game for aging gamers.
That's it. That's the title.
Wow. This is really good. All right. I think our last bit of, you know, sweeping up as the dust has been settled, as we always do, we must decide who goes first.
Well, okay, so the obvious one, and this might only apply to, you know, a very small amount of people, but it could just be as easy as you know, the last time that you saw a Gumby TV show, you know. And that's definitely something for you know, the aging gamer.
True, true. I do like
that. We definitely go more complicated, though. We can go way more complicated.
The only thing, there's a bit of lack of proof. I was thinking perhaps included in this game is a set of Gumby-based trivia questions. And, you know, you flip one over, and whoever can say the answer first goes first.
Who does Gumby babysit in episode... whatever that one was that I actually just clicked off of.
I do remember seeing that it was season 2, episode 14.
Yeah.
Okay. How many seasons of Gumby? How many episodes of Gumby are there? Episodes of Loki? No.
No, Gumby. We don't care about that new...
233 episodes.
That's a lot of good trivia. It's a lot of great trivia questions.
Wait. This list displays the 7 pilot in all 233 episodes. There were 7 pilots of Gumby?
The network wasn't quite sure if they wanted to pick it up, so they kept submitting pilots.
I guess. And
they're like, please put this on.
Gumby originally aired in 1955. The series was revived multiple times in the last episode. Oh, wow. Was New Year's Eve, 1988.
My God.
Yeah.
Then they killed him. But then, well, then they brought him back in a Gumby 1995 movie.
Wow, yeah. I see this picture that Gumby and Tara, they're both holding scimitars of sorts. And they look delighted about it, too.
They're ready to cut some people up.
Yeah, they're ready to swashbuckle some blockheads. Wow.
Yeah, okay. So the Gumby trivia is also good. And the game cannot start until everyone gets at least one question right.
Oh, that's actually kind of nice. That's like a nice little communal part where everyone's helping together to get it right before you become bloodthirsty. Well, I guess I should say gum-thirsty.
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 That's also a tagline. Throw it in there.
Gum-thirsty. That's on the back, or at least in part of, you know how like on the bottom of board games there's usually like a little blurb that kind of talks about it.
For the things that when it says like what the board game comes with, part of it says like gum thirsty with a question mark, and it just goes yes.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does come gum thirsty.
Wow, I really hate that combination of words, but I guess we're just putting it on there.
It's on the box.
Okay, yeah. I like whoever, because you know it's you are rewarded for your Gumby knowledge, in knowing all about our Gum Boy and his Gum friends, and all that good stuff.
Agreed. May he rise again from his shallow grave, protected by that mastodon.
May he rise and may he seek vengeance against those who did him wrong.
That's it.
Yep.
Well, cool stuff. I think this is a good ending point then.
I think this is perfect, yeah. We can wrap it up. So thank you so much for listening. Again, we are Miss Dunn Needs More Games. Just a little plug there at the end because we said a lot of different things. We work for Patch Potch Games, PATCHPOTCH. And you can find us on Twitter at Patch Potch R&D. Feel free to come and join us. Again, we're always looking for more brilliant creators and ideas and all that fun stuff for you to submit your ideas. Oh, and lastly, sorry, for other inquiries, we have an email at patchpotchllc@gmail.com.
Yeah, if we'll make a game about Gumby archaeology or paleontology camp, we'll do anything. So please come join us.
Yeah, we're not too proud.
We're not above anything.
We're really not. We're not above Gumby. All
right. I'm dude, certainly not. All right. Well, you know, I think this is the end here. So, I hope that everyone has a great rest of your day, and just, you know, everyone stay gum thirsty.
Yeah, and remember, rolling dice is twice as nice when the rice is cooked and ready.
Thanks.
Bye.